They are klal. This is the klal. Get achamiyin. If the last thing you gave her was a get, asur alachsaloi, then you can't remarry her when she married to another man. By shenkein miyin achaget. If the last thing you had with her was miyin, like first you gave her a get, then she made miyin with you. That's oikha the gedushin mamish lamafreya. Then muteras lachsaloi. Then you're allowed to remarry her. Because even though she married another man, but she was like never married to you in the first place, therefore you're allowed to marry her back. What about Tamamamenes Biyish? Let's say a katana says goodbye to her husband. Venice says liyacher. Then she gets married to another man. Vigirsha liyacher. Then she goes to a third man and she gets a get from him. Humianaboy liyacher. Then she gets married to a fourth man and she gets mian. Vigirsha. And then she gets a get. Is there a klal? Any husband that went away from her with a get is considered like she was his wife, and now that she got married to another man, he can't take her back. But b'miyan, any husband that went out with her because of miyan, muteras lachsaloi. Then the husband is allowed to remarry her. Now there are four different husbands here. The first husband got miyan, the second husband got a get, the third husband got miyan, the fourth one got a get. So the second one that ended off with a get is considered like he was married to her. So now that she got married to another husband, then she's also to go back to that husband. But the husband that left her with miyan, so it's like he was never married to her. So now even though she lived with another man, he is allowed to marry her back.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Now it says like this. Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That also miyan umavato get. That the miyun is mevatel the get. Again, the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah was, again, that first she got married to the man, and the man gave her a get. And then they got remarried again, and then she gave a miyun. So you say the fact she ended off with a miyun, she said goodbye to him, that miyun is like for even the first Kedushin. That now, even if she got married to another man, still she's mutz to the first husband. So Alma, what do you see? Also miyun or mevatel get. That the second miyan takes away even the first get that he gave. And this avakasha from the end of our Mishnah. What does the sefer of the Mishnah say? Hamamamenes biyish. In a case where the katana, the young girl, said goodbye to her husband. Venistes liyacher. And she got married to a second husband. Vigirsha. And then she got a get from the second husband. Vigirsha liyacher. Miyana boy liyacher. Of Vigirsha. Liacher, then she got married to a third husband. Umiyanaboy, with the third husband, she had miyun. Liacher, then she had a fourth husband. Vigirsh, and she got a guest from the fourth husband. But that's the last part of our Mishnah, where she had four different husbands. The first husband she said goodbye to. Second one, he gave her a get. Third one, she said goodbye to. The fourth one, he gave her a get. So that, Klal, what does the end of the Mishnah say? That kol sheyotzei men of the get. Any husband that gave her a get is asur lachsaloi. That mashmawat, that the get was called a get with the rabbonin. They were married, and he's not allowed to remarry her if she lived with another man. But the second husband and the third husband that went out with miyan is muteras lachsaloi. They are allowed to remarry her because they left her with miyan. Miyan is like they were never married at all. Alma, what do we see here? That loyosi miyun de chavre, when she made miyun with the second husband, uboto gita de day, it does not come and break the get she received from the first husband. So here you see, when she makes miyun to another man, it does not take away the get she received the first time. So Gemara asks that for Stiva. So Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Tavra. Tavra means like break it. Rashi says kashin adodi. There's a good Stiva here. That Misha Sharnazu Le Sharnazu, whoever learned the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah says that after first they were married, and he gave her a get, and then she remarried them, and she gave him Miyun. That Miyun takes off all dinim she has. Even though she received a get before, now that she gives Miyun, she like cleans herself completely, all the Kedushins go off. And in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we see not like that. And the same for the Mishnah we see when she married two different men. Even though the second husband she says goodbye to, it does not take off the Kedushin she had with the first husband. So you see, her Miyun cannot take off Kedushin she had before. So first the Gemara says that's a Stira. Tavra, Sakatru,
we have to break it. That Mishashon Ezu Lashon Ezu. Omar Rava, Rava says, no, my Kushya, what's the theory here? Fidilma, million di day, Mevato Gyati day. Pasha Teretz, you say. Pasha Teretz. Then in the Resha, she's married to the same man twice. So first the man gave her a get. Now they remarried again, and she gave him a million. But since it's the same man, therefore her million with him takes off his Kedushin and Mafreya. That's where it's good. Fidilma Mian di day, her own Mian, Mavato get the day. Is Mavato the get she received from this man? But Mian the Chavre, that she says goodbye to a different husband, Loi Mavato Gita the day, is not going to be Mavato the get she got from a different husband. As the Sefer in the Mishnah, there are different husbands there. One husband gave her a get. And the other husband, she gave him a Mian. So the fact she gave the second husband Mian has nothing to do with the first husband. It's a different man. So there's no kasha. Pasha Teretz. Mian the day, when she's married to the same man twice, Mavato get the day. Then she could take off her Kedushin. Her second man takes off everything, even the first get. But me and the chavra, the mavato gita today, but the fact she got married to a second man, a second husband, and gave me to the second husband, what does that have to do with the first husband? Lamaisa, the first husband left her with a get. See, he's still called, he was once married to her. Therefore, he's not allowed to remarry her. So tomorrow, now the Gemara's in the shrine explain what this svar is. Because really it's like this. Really, the svara to say, Rashi says, that even though she has a get first, but then later she gave miyun, since at the end she gets miyun, that shows, that proves to us that she's only a katana. That's all she is. So once we see that she's a katana, it goes back and shows in all the meisim that were done before, like nothing, are invalid. Therefore, even the get that she received before looks like nothing. So that's why it was a kasher, maishna di day, maishna di chavrei. What's the difference? If the svar is at the end when she gives Mian, it shows that she's a katana, we don't have to be afraid of a get, what's the difference if it's from the same husband or from a different husband? Tana Gemara wants to say, yes, still there's a difference. If it's from the same husband, like we just said, even the first husband gave her a get, and then the husband gave him Mian, and then she gave him Mian, since she gave him Mian, that shows that she's only katana, therefore that the first get to receive means nothing. But if it's from different husbands, we say you can't compare one to the other. Now the Gemara says, like, why not? Like, really, the svara should be in both places. The mian should help. Like, if the svara is like Rashi says, that once the katana gives mian, now it looks, she shows that she's only katana. So whatever happened before is like bottle. For the Gemara, maishna mian bechavri. Why do we say, when she gave mian to the second husband, it does not take away the get that the first husband gave. Why not? Really, it should. The Teretz is like Zera. I did the makeris, Burmi Zoysov, Ukrit Zoysov, since like she was once married to the first husband. So maybe they're still a little bit close together. So she'll like recognize his movements, his, you know, winks. So also Meshabish, that maybe the first husband will start to become close again to her, and now she's married to a second husband, and she'll make him a maisil amin, she'll, the first husband, like, will make her give me to the second husband, maisilo, and therefore want to, like, marry her back again. Therefore the Rabbanan said to make a takana know that even if she does give me to the second husband, you should know the first husband is still also to her. Since the first husband gave her a get, so the Rabbanan still left it as if that get is a get, and therefore he is not allowed to remarry her. For the Gemara, so, Mian di day nami, let's say the same svara when she gave Mian to her first husband the second time, like the first case, where first the husband gave her a get, and then they got remarried, and now she's giving him Mian. So why do we say that her Mian is Mavato the get? Why? Why aren't we afraid that maybe she'll get married now to another man, and the same thing should be? Le'levato gita di day. Why the idea di makeres berumi zoysov, ukrit zoysov,
since they were married here like two times already. So let's be afraid that now she gets married to another husband. Maybe the first husband will come back and start making winks and making signs to her, like to get her to like him again. And then she'll ozel and umishabish, and she'll make her go and give me into the second husband. So why aren't we afraid? So if we should be afraid for this, we should say that since the first husband gave her a get, let's leave it that she's called a grushosai, and it's also to be masi a grushosai. So Gemara answers, it's like, why aren't we afraid? It says, ozel mishabish shemaisi lo. So Gemara answers, so kfar shibsha v'lo yishtabsha. Here we're not afraid, because what happened? Talking about the first husband, first he married her once, and he gave her a get. And then they got remarried, and still she said goodbye to him. So since she said goodbye to him, now if the second time they're married, it shows that she really doesn't like him anymore. So we're not afraid now that he's going to go and make like, oh, she can make her want him again. That we're not afraid, that since she was the one to say goodbye to him, we're not afraid later she'll come to remarry him. Mashenka, in the first case is where the first husband gave a get. And now she got married to a second husband. So if you're going to tell me that when she gives me into the second husband, she could go back to the first husband, then we make this gzera, we don't want to let him do that, because then the first husband will like cause her to give me into the second husband. But over here, we're not afraid of that, because we see already that she got married a second time to the first husband, and she still gave him me in. So we're not afraid to want to remarry again. Therefore, here we say that even though first husband gave her a get, and then she gave miyan to the husband, this miyan like takes away, this miyan the Sforak Rashi says, shows that she's only a katana, and therefore whatever she did before is like batul, we like to not see her get. Her get is like natchal, and therefore now, lamaisa, even if she gets married to another husband, and she gets a get from him, she's muta to go back to the first one, because that miyan was mevatul, the maisa completely. Now the Gemara says, if you want to ask a question still, Eli Kasha, the Chavri or the Chavri? Kasha. Still have a Kasha where she gets a Mian from one husband to the other husband. Does it help or not? That's a Stira still. What's the Stira? It says, Mian a boy. We have zero Noson lo get. Vitnisais liyachar. The what? Mian a boy. That first she gave Mian to her first husband. We have zero. And then he remarried her. And no son lo get, and now he gave her a get. Now, v'nisas liyachar, it says that if she gets married to another husband, v'nisaram lo nizgarsha, and either he died or he gave her a get, now the lochar is asur alachsaloi. She's also to go back to the first husband. Since the first husband ended off with a get, that was the last thing, we say there is the yisra of bimasig rushosai. So Mora says, Taima, what's the reason? The misaram lo nizgarsha. Homina, mashma from the second husband, she gave me into the second husband, then mutaras lasaloi. She would be muta to go back to the first husband. Why? By the first husband, they ended off with a get, so it should be called now the yisra bimasig rishasoi. Alma, what do we see? That also me and the chavre, that even though now she's been given me into a second husband, we still look as if she's called the katana now, omavato gita didei. And it takes away the get she received from her first husband. As if to say, for the first husband, now there's no wisdom to be mastered with Shosai. So that's the svar for the Gemara and Minu, have a kashra on this. We learn, Tamar Menes, Be'ish. If she gives me into a first husband, for Nisus Liyacha, she gets married to a second husband, for Girsha, the second husband gives her a get. Liyacha, she gets married to a third husband, Umiyana, she says goodbye to him. So Lachar is Zeaklau, that Kol Shiyotzer Menu Beget, if she ended, whoever left her with a get, is Asura Lachsaloi. He can't remarry her. This is the Yisamasa Gushosai. For Mian, but the next husband left her with Mian, Moteras Lachsaloi. So Alma, what do we see? That even though the last husband made Mian, that Mian does not help to take away the first one's get. Alma Loyosim Mian the Charvim about the Gita today. We see the mean of the second husband does not like take away the get of the first husband. As if to say we should look as if she's a katana and a first mice is nothing. So here's the stira. But this the Gemara says, Amri Abloza Tavros Taka True, that Misha Shana Zula Shana Zu. Whoever learned this did not learn this, the two things are a stira. Ula Amarula says no. I tell you there's a difference. Kagoin Shashul Shalom Begitin. I tell you, where do we say that the mean at the end does not help to take away the first one's get? That's where she already had three husbands, and all three gave her a get. So since she received already three gitin, like the nefsek gedola, then we say she looks like she's a gedola, and even if she's still a katan and she gives me into a fourth or fifth husband, that can't take away the first one's gitin. Since she gave a get to three husbands already, that's a svara for sure. She looks like a gedola, and now the me into another husband cannot take away the first one's get. Smell is not a stira. Now the Gemara says, Mantan, who's the Tana, the first Braisa? Zrashi Delmor and Liel, that Mishashana Zula Shana Zu, is a Mavuda Marav, it's a Mavuda Marav. Now the Gemara says, My Dirsiv, what Shan this Posik? May Neinu Bakesav Shasinu, like we drank water by paying money, and Etzeinu Bemechir Yavo will come by pay for money we'll have to get. Our wood, or means Etzeinu, means our Eitzah. In other words, we're going to have to pay money in order to find out the halachis. What does this go on, this posik in Echom? That goes on there, Bishash HaSakona. It was a Sakona that the Goyim Asid said, you can't learn Torah. And the Maisa was Nisbaksha for whole Nisbaksha Lochazu. They wanted to find out what the loch of this case is. That Haresha Yotso Merishan Beget. Let's say this Ketana was married to her first husband and he gave her a get. Or Mishaini Bemiyun. Then she got married to her second husband and she gave him Miyun. Mao Shatasalarishan. Is she mutter to go back to the first one or not? Do we say the me into the second one shows again that she's a ktana and the first get is like nothing, she's even mutter to him? So they didn't know the halacha. Is Sachroi Odemecha, they hired a man, Biarba Me Yezuz, they paid him $400. For his Sholuas Rabbi Kiva Beis Asurim. He went to the jail where Rabbi Akiva was and he asked Rabbi Akiva, the Yasa, Akiva Takapaskin, it's also. That the Miyan at the end does not take off the first one's get, like we said a Surah at the beginning, because we don't want the first one to want to cause the second one to make Miyan by the second one. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera, they went to ask him, the Netzivan, that he was living in Netzivan, yes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera, he also said it was also. Now, Omer Rabbi Yishmo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmo Rabbi Yossi says, no, that Lezu lo yitzrachnu. This Shali we do not have to ask. For sure, like, it's mutter. Why? Because if you say the Easter chorus etarto, if you say that Mian takes off the Easter chorus, as if to say she's not married anymore, the Easter as she says goes off without a get, is the Easter love the kol shchein. For sure, there should be no Easter be masli grushosai. Like it's a goli daita, she's only iktano, and the first get means nothing. So this is not a shayla of adi, she's mutter. What was the question? Varam kach sholu. This was the question they asked. If this katana, this young girl, she was married to your brother's achi imoy, the brother of your mother, she was married to your aunt, to your uncle. She's shnuya loy. So now she's a shnuya, she's also to you, Rabbonim. V'nosa ochiv miyoviv. Now your brother from the same father married her. And he had another wife also. Umeis, now your brother died. So the question is, since your brother now is also married to this katana, that's an erva to you, Madir Abonin, so the other one is called a tzaras erva, so there's no mitzvah yivam now. There's only chalitza. So the shayla is, ma'u shetimoyin hashta. What should we say? Can we make her make miya now, v'takrinu nesuin kamoy, that even though the first husband died, but let her make miya now, which will be oika the first kedushin, and therefore she doesn't fall to yibum. She there's no tsaros erev involved, and therefore v'tisyabim tsarosa. Now maybe there should be a mitzvah yibum. That was the shayla. That yesh miya liyacha misa b'makom mitzvah. Do we say where your first husband died already? Can you make miyun in order to let a mitzvah take place? That we want the mitzvah of yibum to take place. So do we say you couldn't make yibum? Like maybe in a regular case where your husband died, you can't make miyun, just to pater yourself from the mitzvah yibum. But over here, whereby making yibum, you'll make it that she's not going to be a tzaras erva. So maybe the other isha will have a mitzvah yibum with your eyes, so maybe you're allowed to do it. That was the shayla. Oiloi, or maybe still not. So this was the shayla case was that Sochru Shnei Bnei Yodim, they had to hire two people, Biar Ben Meyazuz, it cost $400. The yes Rabbi Akiva when he was in jail. The yasser, and he said, Taka, still she's not allowed to make miyun. She can't make miyun since her husband died already. As Rabbi Yudah ben Beserah ben Itzivin, they asked him in Itzivin, the yasser, he also said it was awesome. That was the shayla where it's awesome.
So when it says Amar of Yitzchok by Ashiyin, Umoy de Rav, Rav agrees she muteres liyochiv, that she's muta to his brother. So Rashi says, what is going on? Afagav de lo yosem mi in the chavri, omavato gita di dei, in the case where the first one husband gave her a gift. Then she got married to a second husband, and the second husband she gave him mi. So even though Rav says the second mi does not take away the first one's gift, so that's only a swara that the first one cannot be machzara, is also to be machzara grushosai. But to the first one's brother she's mutter, nagay to the first one's brother, it's not called his wife, it's not called eshesach. Shemateros liyachav shozeh, shenesro lov, because even though she's also to a first husband, after master grushosai, but to his brother she's mutter. For the Gemara Pshita, of course, like really the swara all along is, that whenever she makes miyun, it always shows us that she's a ketana, and any kedushin or gerushin she had before means nothing. But who knew the makaras per mizaisov or kritzaisov? We just said it was a gzera that the first husband's get should not be bottled, in order that he should not want a causa to make miyun by the second husband. So that's only a swara where nageya to the first husband, his get is still there. Avulachiv loy, but nageya to his brother, there we say that miyun taka helps, that nageya to the brother, she was not considered married to the first husband, therefore the brother is allowed to marry her. So Gemara says, look, who like pshita, like what's your chiddush here? So Gemara says, yes, there is a chiddush. Mal the time I would have thought, ligzer hai or tahai, we have to make a gzera, since the first husband is also to her, since he gave her a get, some of the rabbanim we say now, it's like he was married to her, and there's an issa master grushosai. So I would have thought, when they make a gzera on him, they have to make a gzera, the brother should also be yosa. Kamashmala, no, even though he's also, the brother is muta to her. The ik of the army, some say, no, just the opposite. The Rambam Rav Yitzchak Bar Rashiyan, that Kishem Sha'asur Eloi, the same way with the Rabbanan now, she's also to the first husband, Kachasur Eliyachin, she's also to his brother also. I, Vu'ena Makeres, Vikri Tzoy Sehem, Urim Yizoy Sehem, I, there's no Gzeira here, she doesn't know the brother, so we're not afraid because of the first brother, she'll give me to the second husband. That there it says, Gzeira Ochiv Otahu, we're making Gzeira that she can't marry the brother, because maybe she'll want to get married again to the first husband. So since we have to ask the first husband with the yisuf of machzor grushosai, in order that he should not cause her to give me to the second husband, therefore she's even also to his brother. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this, Hamagaris eso isho, if you give a get to your wife, v'yachzira, and then later you marry her back again, and now you die, the husband dies, is muteres liyavim. You know, in a case where there's no children, and there's the brother that's alive, the brother is allowed to be miyabna. We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is. Like the churas pshita, the maestro, when your brother died, he was married to her. So avad it is a mitzvah yivam. We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is.